My name is Eddie Fisher, and I am a singer. When I was a small child, I couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years old. I opened my mouth and this beautiful sound came out, and for me, the world was changed forever. You see, everything that has happened in my life, the fame I've enjoyed, the fortunes I've earned, the marriages, the affairs, the scandals, even my drug addictions, everything I owe to the fact that when I opened my mouth, this sound, this music came out. I didn't have to work at it, not one bit. I didn't even have to practice. It was there. It was always there. And once, I thought it would be there forever.
Sunday morning, silent and still. A distant snow shovel scrapes concrete, but nowhere else in West Paulet, Vermont, is there any sign of life.
It was a beautiful spring morning. The sun was shining and the sky was blue. Sparrow had been flying for 7 days and was feeling very tired.
The ancient woman crawled through the doorway on her hands and knees, moving with the slow and painful determination of a tortoise. She made her way across the porch and around the side of the house to the outhouse. Concrete blocks and filmy sheets of corrugated zinc that shielded the family's simple toilet from view. None of the adults sitting around the courtyard chatting offered to help her. No one really seemed to even see her.
Hi there, my name's Babu and this is Bruce. And welcome to the mighty jungle. Don't say anything, I'll do all the talking.
The war would go on. Old heroes would die, but new heroes would emerge. My job is to lead them. The diary of Captain Edward Dodge, as read by me, Boyd Travis.
Understanding that I will never return. Thus, if you are listening to this recording, this means that I have left this world. So far, I've managed to get there only for a short period. Often, the return was an anguished procedure. The rain made everything sound different. The engine of my delivery van, the traffic as it rolled by on a film of fallen clouds, the occasional dull honk. I didn't have a great job, but it wasn't bad either.
Once upon a time, next to a large pond, Mama Duck was sitting over 5 eggs in a nest. She was guarding her little unhatched babies with great care, while 2 of her small children watched on. The little ones were all very excited and couldn't help but wonder when the baby ducklings would be born and what they would look like.
Tunia had been awake for a while, conscious of the approaching dawn. She had dreamt of a restless butterfly, of a cat waiting tentatively for the fretful insect's shadow to stay still for an instant, so as to pounce on it. Then the dark room lit up with the brightness of fireflies. Agitated breaths of light, soft, quiet as foam. Faint from heat, Tania watched the goings-on. The butterfly flew here and there, as if hypnotized. The cat's eyes closed slowly, dramatically, and it fell asleep.
"You know," I said, standing there in the living room, my head tilted at one of those angles that would indicate one's confusion, of which there was plenty for me at that moment. "Suspicious wives usually call me before they kill their husbands." I was greeted with dead silence. I looked up from the former Mr. Higgins to the now widowed Mrs. Higgins. "That was a joke," I said. Mrs. Higgins gave a nervous tilter, something akin to a laugh, I suppose.
"Every summer in my teens, my parents would take a few weeks vacation to a rented house on Fire Island. Once or twice I considered staying behind, or at the very least protesting. I thought I was missing out on the opportunity to gain some angst, or confront my manhood.
I would have stayed home to invent it if it had come to that. But every July, I rode in the back seat of my father's Chevy Malibu, secretly hoping an adventure was lurking somewhere on the island.
A long and dangerous path has brought us here. Many of our enemies have fallen before our blades. Countless beasts have died by the fiery flick of a wrist. My brothers and I have watched blood spill from our bodies, and heard bones breaking beneath cold, relentless metal.
The universe feels different. Three races have turned the space into six dramatic battlefields, as never before. Justice is in your hands now.
It's a choice that one day we all must make. To live, to die, or something much worse. My name is Jack Glover, and I've made my choice. Welcome to Scapes.